All right, let's jump right in and explore the fascinating world of digital advertising.
Sounds good.
We're going to go behind the scenes and sort of decode how marketers try to grab your attention online. It's kind of like learning a secret language
Yeah.
to understand those ads that we see every day.
It is. It's like having X-ray vision into this whole world.
It is. And the cool thing is, we have a really unique source for this deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually looking at a transcript from a sales training for digital advertising services.
Wow.
So it's kind of like we snuck into like a top secret marketing meeting
I love it.
and we're going to learn all the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
And I think one of the most interesting things that I noticed right off the bat in this training is that there's a really big shift happening
Okay.
in the world of online
Yeah.
advertising. We've all heard of pay-per-click ads, right?
Right.
PPC.
Yep.
But apparently, those are becoming less popular
Really?
than these things called digital display ads,
Okay.
which are like those banners and boxes that you see like on websites and social media.
Yeah, those are everywhere.
So I was really curious about like what's the difference?
Well, I think the main difference is that with digital display ads, companies are actually paying for placement.
Okay.
So their message is being seen by a much wider audience, even if people don't actually click on the ad right away.
So it's not just about like immediate clicks, it's more about branding.
Exactly. It's about creating brand awareness and getting your name out there.
So wait, even if I don't click on an ad, it's still doing something.
Absolutely. It's planting a seed. It's getting your brand in front of potential customers and building that familiarity.
Okay, so this is what's kind of freaking me out.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you'll be browsing for something online, and then all of a sudden you start seeing ads for it everywhere?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I thought my phone was listening to me. Is that what's happening here?
Well, it's not quite that spooky, but it is pretty clever. It's called retargeting, and it's a big focus of this sales training that we're looking at.
Retarget. Okay, so break that down for me. Like, what is that exactly?
So basically, retargeting is all about re-engaging potential customers who've already shown some interest in your product or service, but haven't actually made a purchase yet.
Okay, I mean, I know I do that all the time. Like, I'll browse online and then, come back later to buy something.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what retargeting capitalizes on.
Interesting.
It's basically a gentle reminder like, hey, remember that thing you were looking at? Maybe you should come back and check it out again.
So it was like a strategic follow-up,
Yes,
right?
exactly. But instead of a salesperson calling you, it's those ads that just magically appear wherever you go online.
It's a little creepy when you think about it.
It can be, but it's also very effective.
I bet.
And this sales training that we're diving into, they call their specific retargeting strategy the 10x retargeting funnel.
10 times retargeting funnel. What is
Yes.
that?
So the idea is that, a lot of people experience banner blindness.
Banner blindness. Is that like when you
Ugh.
just scroll past all those ads without even realizing they're there?
Exactly. Our brains have gotten really good at tuning out all the noise online.
Yeah, for sure.
So this 10x retargeting funnel, it uses a series of different messages over 90 days, and they're all strategically timed to cut through the clutter and actually re-engage those potential customers.
Okay, so it's not just the same ad over and over
No,
again.
they mix it up.
Okay.
The messaging shifts over time, and it's designed to address those reasons why someone might have left your website without buying anything in the first place.
What are those
Well, they
reasons?
mentioned three main ones. People are usually either looking for a good deal,
Okay.
they're trying to decide if your company is actually reputable or trustworthy,
Right.
or they might be searching for something very specific that they couldn't find on your website right away.
Okay.
So the 10x retargeting funnel hits all those points.
So they kind of like address all those concerns
Exactly.
over time.
Over time,
That's pretty sophisticated.
it is.
But I mean, do they have proof that this stuff actually works?
Well, they do. They have this really interesting case study about an HVAC company
Yeah.
that implemented this 10x retargeting funnel. And so the national average click-through rate for a regular online ad is only 0.06%.
That's tiny.
It's really small.
Yeah.
And retargeted ads do a little bit better.
Okay.
They're about 0.6% on average.
That's still not great.
No, but this HVAC company, after just 27 days, they managed to more than double the national average.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so this strategy is pretty effective.
It is.
So if it's so effective, why isn't every business using it?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And the answer, according to this training, boils down to one thing: cost.
Okay, let's talk money. How much does this 10x retargeting funnel actually cost?
All right, brace yourself, because to set up this whole thing, you're looking at a whopping $10,000 investment.
$10,000.
And that's before you even start paying for ad placement.
Oh, wow. No wonder it's mainly used by bigger companies.
Yeah, this is high-level stuff.
It is.
But even if you're not a Fortune 500 company, I think it's still valuable to understand how these big players are using retargeting.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're getting a glimpse into the playbook of some seriously savvy businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about the technical side of things, but what I'm really curious about is what this means for us, the everyday people who are browsing online. You know, are we just pawns in this elaborate marketing game?
That's a great question. And I think that leads us perfectly into the next part of our deep dive, which is all about how to become a more savvy consumer in this digital age.
Ooh, like that.
So stay tuned. So, you know, it's one thing to understand like all the technical aspects of retargeting, but I think what's even more important is to understand how this knowledge can empower you as a listener to actually navigate the online world with more awareness.
That's a good point, because it's like we're constantly bombarded with ads these days, you know?
Exactly.
It can feel overwhelming.
It can. And I think once you start to understand the techniques that are being used, you can sort of be more conscious of how they're influencing your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like knowing the magician's secrets.
Yeah.
Once you see how the trick is done, it's not so impressive anymore.
He loses his power.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's get back to this sales training that we're looking at.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're not just trying to educate people about digital advertising.
Right.
They're also trying to sell a service.
Of course they are. That's the whole point.
So how do they actually pitch this 10X retargeting funnel to businesses?
Well, they start by asking potential clients two very simple questions.
Okay.
The first one is, do you know how many visitors get to your website every single month?
Yeah.
And the second one is, what do you think the average yearly revenue per customer is for your business?
Hmm. I see where they're going with this.
Right. They're getting the business owner to think about all those potential customers and all that potential revenue
that they might be missing out on.
Exactly.
If they're not using retargeting.
And then they kind of drive the point home by saying something like, you know, if you could convert just one of those lost visitors into a paying customer, think about how much extra revenue that would mean for your business.
Yeah. What about 5, 10?
Exactly. Suddenly that $10,000 investment doesn't seem so crazy.
Right. Because you're potentially making tens of thousands of dollars in return.
It's all about reframing the cost as an investment.
Okay. That makes sense.
And they don't stop there.
How else do they do?
They also play up the exclusivity factor. You know, they mention that this type of sophisticated retargeting is typically only used by Fortune 1000 companies.
Oh, so they make it seem like you're getting access to some secret strategy.
Exactly.
That's usually reserved for the big players.
Mm-hmm. They're masters of persuasion.
Clever.
But, you know, they also back it up with a pretty compelling offer.
Okay, what's the offer?
They call it the 10X Market Dominator package.
10 times Market Dominator.
Uh-huh.
That sounds impressive.
It does, doesn't it?
Okay, so what's included?
So they handled the design and setup of all 10 ad sets for the 10X retargeting funnel.
Okay.
And they guarantee up to 25,000 impressions per month.
So that means those ads are going to be seen by a lot of people.
A lot of eyeballs.
Okay, but this whole thing costs $10,000, right?
Well, yes, but here's where the sales pitch gets really interesting.
Okay.
They present this $15,000 package.
$15,000?
As a special beta tester offer.
Oh, so it sounds like you're getting a deal.
Exactly, like you're getting in on the ground floor.
It's the classic limited time offer tactic.
Oh, yeah. It creates that fear of missing out.
I'm starting to see why this sales training is so effective.
It's very clever.
So how much are they actually asking for with this special beta tester offer?
They dropped the price to a mere $497 a month.
That's a huge discount.
It is, but there's a catch.
I knew there was a catch.
There's always a catch. They require a minimum commitment of 6 months, which of course ensures them a steady stream of revenue.
It's a well-calculated sales strategy for sure.
They combine those psychological tactics with a seemingly irresistible offer.
They're pulling out all the stops.
They are. But you know, it's fascinating to see how they take something as technical as digital advertising and turn it into a compelling story that appeals to people's emotions and aspirations.
Yeah, they're not just selling a service, they're selling a dream.
Exactly, the dream of market domination.
I like it. Okay, so we've talked about the technical side of retargeting. We've talked about the sales tactics. But there's one more thing I want to touch on.
Okay, what's that?
This sales training also mentioned something called reputation marketing.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I'm not really familiar with that term. What What is that exactly?
So reputation marketing is all about leveraging those five-star reviews and glowing testimonials to build trust and credibility with potential customers.
Okay. I mean, I know when I'm looking for something online, I always check the reviews first.
Exactly. Especially if it's a company you haven't heard of before.
Right. Those reviews can make or break my decision.
And that's why reputation marketing is so effective.
Makes sense.
It's all about showcasing those positive reviews front and center in your advertising.
So it's like a supercharged version of word of mouth marketing.
You could say that it's all about leveraging social proof to influence potential customers.
This is getting really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Mm-hmm.
You have retargeting, which keeps your product or service top of mind.
Right.
And then you have reputation marketing, which reassures people that they're making a good choice.
They work in perfect harmony.
Like a 1-2 punch.
Exactly. A 1-2 punch of digital persuasion.
Okay. So we've talked about the technical side, the sales tactics, and now reputation marketing. But I'm still wondering, what does all this mean for the average person? Like, what are the takeaways here?
That's the key question, isn't it? I mean, we've gone deep into the mechanics of digital advertising.
Yeah.
But what are the real world implications?
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway is the importance of awareness.
Okay.
Now that you know the techniques that are being used, you can approach those ads with a more critical eye.
So it's not about becoming like completely cynical and distrusting all advertising.
Right.
It's about being informed and making conscious choices.
Exactly. You can choose to engage with ads that genuinely interest you, or you can simply scroll past those that feel manipulative or irrelevant.
It's about taking back control of your online experience.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's empowering.
It is. And that's what this deep dive is all about, you know, giving you the knowledge and tools to navigate the digital world with more confidence and awareness.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I'm seeing the internet through a whole new lens.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. And it's a little scary, too.
It can be.
But mostly exciting.
I think so, too.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. And I think it's time to start wrapping things up.
Okay. Sounds good.
But before we go, I have one final question for our listeners out there. Now that we've kind of pulled back the curtain and seen all these, you know, sophisticated tactics and how much money is being thrown around, I'm curious, like, what do you think about the ethics of it all?
That's a great question, and I don't think there's an easy answer. You know, it really comes down to personal perspectives and how comfortable each of us are with having, you know, our online behavior tracked and analyzed.
It is a little creaky when you think about it. Like, they're using our data to, you know, target us with these ads that are designed to like play on our desires and insecurities.
That's true. And there are definitely some valid concerns there about privacy and manipulation. But on the other hand, you know, these same techniques can also be used to connect us with products and services that genuinely make our lives better.
That's true. I mean, I've definitely discovered some cool stuff through targeted ads.
Right. So it's all about finding that balance.
I think so.
And that's really where awareness comes in. You know, the more we understand these tactics,
the better equipped we are to make informed choices as consumers.
Yeah.
We can choose to support businesses that are transparent and respectful of our privacy, or, you know, we can opt out of those that feel too pushy or intrusive.
It's kind of like we've been given a behind-the-scenes look at the Wizard of Oz.
I like that.
We see how the magic is made, and it's not so mysterious anymore.
Exactly. And just like Dorothy, you know, we have the power to choose our own path.
Mm.
We can let the, you know, digital advertising winds sweep us away.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can take control of our own journey.
I love that analogy. It's so empowering.
And remember, knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and, you know, keep honing those critical thinking skills, because the more aware we are, the better we can navigate this, you know, ever-evolving world of digital advertising.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective on the ads I see every day.
That's fantastic to hear. That's what we were hoping for.
Yeah.
To empower you, the listener, to be a more informed and savvy consumer. Mission accomplished.
Uh-huh.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of digital advertising.
It's been a pleasure.
It has. And we encourage you to keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts, your observations, your questions. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.